Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Faith is not imagined, but it is the substance of things hoped for. One does not have to have those things which can be seen and touched in order to possess that which cannot be lost. Faith itself is that substance which can be known and felt when the object of one's faith is Jesus Christ. We have not seen him in the flesh, yet we have known him just the same. Who having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. When Christ is not the object of faith, then faith becomes void and of no effect. Faith which is exercised without the glory of Christ as its goal is useless to the true believer. All of our expectations, both in this world and that to come, are found in Christ alone. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The object of Paul's faith was Christ. His confidence to face the day of judgment was not in himself or anything he had done or said, but simply that which the Lord had done and would do for him. Confidence in the face of trial can only come from trusting in him whose promise never fails. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Here is the evidence of things not seen. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Where does faith come from? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. How is it brought to man? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you believe in your religion, or do you believe in Christ alone?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.